Begin today with what I believe is a simple and effective way of cutting road congestion that cities have real issues with. Quite simply, it is congestion charges, please. Other countries do, so why shouldn't we? Simply make them maybe electronic payments via your car number plate or whatever. Force people into carpooling, taking available public transport, and stop the jams. Now, before you go, oh, it's just another tax, ask yourself, what is a better idea in the short term? You see, for me, it's getting to the point where we actually do need to be told that we are going down this path to ease congestion, cut down on our carbon emissions, and simply give you a smoother passage to work. The question is, are you willing to pay for an easier ride to work? And I'll bet the majority of you would be willing if you are in a situation where there is plenty of congestion. Remember that number, 0800 844 747. Text me on 3920. Email talk@magic.co.nz. Or go to the old Insta, you know, Magic Talk Radio. Dr. Eric Crampton is the chief economist at NZ Initiative. He's written an opinion piece of why, if done sensibly, congestion charging is a smart idea. And he joins us now. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Crampton. How do you see congestion charging working and sensibly?
Well, if you do it sensibly, you set charges that vary with time of day and place so that they make sure that traffic can flow as freely as possible, that we get the most throughput that we can on our roads. So rather than following a place like London that just has a fee for entering downtown and then no fee no matter how much you drive around downtown, and that model really doesn't work, you would have instead something that falls a little bit more, the kind of tech that we have already in some of our trucks around eRUC. So there'll be transponders in there that keep track of mileage. You can have updated ones that keep track of location and time of day. Then you'd have pricing that varies with traffic conditions. And really importantly, this has to be set to alleviate congestion rather than to try and raise revenue for other purposes. Because if you set up a congestion charging scheme for reasons other than congestion, you'll be tempted to set prices at weird levels, at levels that aren't really set to keep the traffic flowing, but instead to raise revenue. And that's not the kind of thing that can generate public support. It doesn't work very well, and people get their backs up because they'd be right. It'd be a tax grab. If instead you set it in a revenue neutral basis, perhaps taking the money that's collected and send everybody in the country a check at the end of the year for the collected fees, that helps to make sure that you get more public support for it, that the fees are being designed to maximize throughput, making sure that the cars are, as many cars are able to get to their destination and traffic and bus is able to get to their destinations as possible, rather than revenue collection. It gives some assurances there in the same way that right now petrol excise is tied to the National Land Transport Fund rather than being used for other things. But really, this should be part of some bigger changes around infrastructure financing as well.
You see, my biggest concern with congestion, I'm a great believer that we do need to have congestion charges, is that you've actually got to have a national transport infrastructure for it to work in areas that are of a concern.
Well, you need a lot of things, but one of the mistakes that people sometimes make is thinking that we can't have congestion charging until we solve all of these other problems, when in fact a lot of these other problems are the reason that you really need congestion charging in the first place. So if you had perfect infrastructure and a really reliable public transport system, you'd have a lot less congestion to start with, and you'd have less need for congestion charge. So if you look around the world, you'll see places like London where you've got a really good public transport system, but a congestion charge that doesn't help much. In parts of the United States, you'll have what are called high occupancy vehicle lanes that will have an option for, I'll step back for a second for those who haven't been there. On the interstates, they'll often reserve a lane in high traffic areas for high occupancy vehicles. So you can't drive in that lane unless you've got two or three people in the car, or unless you've paid a fee to access that lane. Those lanes work really well, even though you don't have really well-established public transport in a lot of places where they do have those. So you want to have it really focused on solving the problem of congestion, and then separately looking at some of the problems around infrastructure finance and infrastructure investment. But one of the really neat things that you can have happen when you have a congestion charge in place is you get a much better picture of where you really need to make those investments. So here in Wellington, we have perennial debate about whether there should be a second tunnel through Mount Vic to get between downtown and the airport. And congestion through there can be terrible at times. On weekends, it's really hard to plan. You have no clue whether a trip across is going to take you 10 minutes or 40 minutes. If it took only a very limited congestion charge to alleviate congestion there, because people found it pretty easy to change their times of travel to avoid times when they'd have to pay that fee, well, the case for making the investment in a second tunnel really wouldn't be there. But if it took if congestion charges accumulating on that route were pretty high, that would tell us something really important about how people value being able to get from one side of town to another at times of peak congestion. And that can tell us that it really would make sense to put in that second tunnel and make that investment. Right now, we're in a system where we see a lot of congestion, and we're trying to build infrastructure to accommodate peak demand in a scenario where people aren't really paying to access the roads at those times of peak demand. So that means that all those costs wind up being really higher than they need to be on the infrastructure side.
We're talking to Dr. Eric Crampton, who's the chief economist at the New Zealand Initiative about congestion charges. What do you think about congestion charges? I'm already getting some texts in, but I'd love to hear from you as well. The number is 0800 844 747. It all sounds too simple. But are we at this point, though, Dr. Crampton, where we actually need to force it upon cities?
I think we do, and I think we missed a bit of an opportunity when Auckland put in its excise fee. We had an opportunity then for the government to say this is going to be a very time-limited excise fee for for Auckland, and at that point, NZTA has when the tax ends, NZTA has to have a congestion charge ready and to come in. Instead, they didn't make it time limited, but that opportunity can come again, that we can put this in place saying that coming, say, the year after the next election, it'll be, or not this coming one because they wouldn't have it ready yet, you have to give the bureaucracy a little bit of time to gear up for it. But there's no reason that we couldn't have one ready for the year after the 2023 election. 2022.
That's way too far away, surely. That's way too far away. I mean, we have issues now. How hard can it be to implement, Doctor?
It would be totally feasible to implement one in only a couple of years, but you have to get the politicians on side, and all of them will be worried that, well, it's... These schemes internationally, when they're designed well, are really popular after they've been in place and people are used to them, but people are nervous about it when they're first implemented. So they'll always be worried about, will it work? Is it just going to be a tax grab? Will the time savings making it so much easier for me to get across town when I need to, are those going to justify the costs? The international experience shows that in places where it's well designed, public support comes around for it. But what seems to have happened is that the politicians are always scared off by it. They all right now there's bipartisan consensus that they are a good idea. Minister Twyford has said that they're a good idea. On the opposition side, Chris Bishop has said that they're a good idea, but nobody seems to want to implement them. I'd be more than happy for one to be implemented sooner.
But they're not going to go with your idea of revenue neutral and giving money back to the punter, are they? They're going to want to use that money to, well, they'll find an excuse to set up the system and pay the system off so it can be done.
Well, you'd want to have it... The scheme should be able to pay for itself. The amount that would be distributed back to everybody at the end of it would be net of the cost of running the system. But we should have some other bits in there, giving regions the flexibility that they might need to make more investments. So when Wellington's been talking about this, they wanted to implement a congestion charge to raise revenue for new infrastructure. It could be a better idea instead to look at how road user charges are set. So currently on diesel vehicles, there's no excise on diesel other than the carbon amount, and instead people pay a per kilometer fee on RUC and eRUC, the road user charge. If you put petrol vehicles onto that scheme and allowed councils to put a surcharge for particular routes in their communities or for road use in the community in general, instead of having something like the petrol surcharge we have in Auckland, you could do it through the eRUC, and then you have fewer issues around people may be driving out of town to not have to pay the extra petrol charge, worries about whether people who drive in and out of town a lot are paying their fair share. It would all be monitored properly, and it could be very specific to the specific routes. That also opens up a lot more options. So again, if we're thinking about something like the Wellington Mount Vic tunnel potential, you could set a higher eRUC on that specific route to pay off the cost of building that tunnel.
From your experience, what's the best way to get revenue off drivers? Is there like cameras that look at number plates, or is it then a driver is now going to have to buy something to stick on their window, like you see in Australia and Melbourne with their road user charges going through certain parts? What would you say is the best option?
Tech is developing pretty quickly in this area. So in Singapore, they are going to be, in this coming year, getting rid of the gantries that they currently have in place that read number plates and check your RFID dongle that tells which car it is. They're going to be getting rid of those and moving to a satellite-based system that just reads everything automatically that way. Whether the cost of that would be worth it for a country of a slightly smaller number of people, but over a much bigger space, it would take a lot more satellite monitoring. I'm not sure on that, but there are tech solutions in place. It's feasible. We can do it. We just need to have deadlines on NZTA for delivering this, because they've been putting out white papers on this for ages, going back saying, well, we'd be able to develop this. It's just a few years away. We can put it in place. Tell us to go ahead. And then a few years later, they write another report.
All right, Dr. Eric Crampton from NZ Initiative, I appreciate your time. Have a lovely Wednesday, won't you? It is 18 minutes past four, almost 19 minutes past four with Stephen McIver. So, congestion charges. Are you for? Are you a yay or a nay? And why are you in that camp? Let me know. 0800 844 747. That's 0800 844 747. I'm getting some texts, but I need to chat. I'm in the mood to have a yak. Here's one that might get you going. This doctor is a congestion Nazi. Taxpayers already pay for roads. How can he say people are not paying for using roads in peak times? Thank you, Stuart. I appreciate that. 0800 844 747. And if you would live in a city, still, would you prepare? And even Queenstown. Now, there's some congestion issues going on. Trust me, I've been stuck in them. 0800 844 747. Get on the blower. Let's have a yak. It's 420.